Pennsylvania?
No, Ohio.
Oh, I think that's Ohio.
I think, about the center part of Ohio. And homesteaded, well, right in that region where McMillan Park is right now. That was their farm. And my mother always tells, he was such a remarkable man. He said if he lived in this day, he would have been just brilliant, you know. But he could help the children so with their schoolwork and spelling bees and take those children. He'd catch up the old horse and sleigh and take my mother to, she was just a little girl, to a spelling bee. And she'd spell down the whole gang and then, oh, he was so proud of her. They lived where McMillan Park is now. And then they sold that place, and then they came over here on the county farm and bought that. That's by them.
Now, do you have any knowledge of the history of when they moved your, when he moved into Lancaster, Ohio, and where he came from originally? From Germany to settle in Lancaster?
I don't believe he came from Germany. I don't think he did.
Oh.
I don't. Now my mother's dead and my aunt's the only one living of that family now. She'd remember quite a bit of it. I often thought I'd like to see that, go to Lancaster and see if there was any relatives there yet. My mother said the same thing. But he came and bought that place, homesteaded it, and then went and got his folks. And they had just one girl, my grandmother. And then this grandfather, he was from Germany, and he'd walk out there to pick hickory nuts. And he came there to this place one Saturday noon, was thirsty, and asked for a drink of water. And that's how he met my grandmother. And every week he'd come back again. So he did quite a few trips out there, and finally they got married. She was about 18 when she got married. Well, they all lived together then, the two. And she had seven children, I guess.
You know, that's still the tradition of the Amish, you know, they stay right with their folks, you know. One of the families stays there and probably build an annex to the house, but they
nursing homes for
those
people.
Nursing homes for them, you know.
They take care of them. Give them credit for that.
You see, you get up here in the Amish country and you see addition built on, well, either that's for the old folks or else. Old folks are living the big part, and the young guys are over there in the attics.
So in that sense, one must really respect them
yes,
for
mm-hmm.
being responsible to their kith and kin, or folks, or relatives.
Yeah, it must be a hardship on some of their families, but they do.
Yes, sir.
You know, we have boys that are working down here at this nursing home to help us in baling hay. And we asked them about it. And I asked this one boy, I says, you never have to put your parents or anything in a place like that. And oh no, he says, we take care of them, he said.
Well, that's admirable.
Yes, sir, you are.
Well.
Yeah, they burned a barn here 3 weeks ago. Had another barn sawed out and put up.
Just that quickly.
Yep. They just dropped all their work, everybody did, and
helping
saw children. These trees down and got them into the sawmill, and as soon as they ripped them, they were putting them up.
They really pitched in?